Hello, and you are very welcome as ever to our weekly gathering here on the Thistle and Shamrock, which starts off this week with Mairéadh Ní Mhuine and Dolly Parton.
She saw the hearse a coming. Lay down your corpse of clay, that I may look upon it. The more she looked, the more she moaned, till she fell to the ground in sorrow. Sweet William died. They buried her in the old churchyard, and William's grave was nigher. On William's grave there grew red rose, on Barbara's grave a briar. They grew and grew at the old church wall, till they could grow.
Silver and
Dolly Parton creating a magical pairing that encapsulates a 400-year music migration, trading verses in English matched to Irish ones sung by Mairead Ní Uaimhne with Alton. And after crossing the ocean, the Scots ballad Barbara Allen, first mentioned in the 17th century by diarist Samuel Pepys, it began to appear in American songbooks and broadside ballad sheets. The story of the tragic sweethearts has been popular on both sides of the Atlantic ever since. Hamish Henderson, the song collector, writer and poet, he reminded us that traditional music neither stands still nor exists in isolation. It all flows ever onward on what he called the carrying stream of songs and new voices, and the many media channels of the 21st century have really opened the way. So while it took centuries for ballads like Barbara Allen to work their way across the ocean with Scots-Irish migrants and others from the British Isles and Ireland, now music flows freely back and forth as musicians fuse Celtic, Appalachian and old-time sounds. Our carrying stream this week includes the Bothy Band, Gene Ritchie, Doc Watson, Amy White and Al Pettaway. So sit back and enjoy the music. We have John Doyle ahead with a song from British Isles and Irish origins collected by 20th century songcatchers in the North Carolina mountains. That's Pretty Sarah and Pete Seeger too. Before they became part of the music voyage from Scotland and Ireland to Appalachia, ballads flowed freely between Scandinavia and the northeast of Scotland, and between the northeast and the Scottish-English borderlands in particular. Over 300 of these were catalogued by Harvard professor Francis James Child in the late 19th century, and his Child Ballads have been a go-to source for singers ever since. Anaïs Mitchell and Jefferson Hammer have explored the canon in their album Child Ballads, and from it this is Geordie.
As I walked out over London Bridge on a misty morning early, I overheard a fair pretty maid crying for the life of a Geordie. Saddle me a milk-white steed, bridle me a pony, and I'll ride down to London town and I'll beg for the life of my Geordie. And when she came to the courthouse steps, the poor folks numbered many. 100 crowns she passed around, saying, pray for the life of my Geordie. He never stole a mule or a mare, he never murdered any. If he shot one of the king's wild deer, it was only to feed his family. And then she strolled through the marble halls before the judge and the jury. Down on a bended knee she falls, crying for the life of her Geordie. He never stole, he never slew, he never murdered any. He never injured any of you, spare me the life of my Geordie. Over his left shoulder, he says, I'm sorry for thee, my pretty fair maid, you've come too late, he's been condemned already. But 6 pretty babes I had by him, the 7th one lies in my body, and I would beg him all over again if you give me the life of my Geordie. Your Geordie will hang from a silver chain, such as we don't hang many, and he'll be laid in a coffin brave for your 6 fine sons to carry. I wish I had you in the public square, the whole town gathered around me, we with my broadsword and a pistol too. I'll fight you for the life of my Geordie. There was an old man lived over the hill. If he ain't moved out, he's living there still. Sing pa de ing ding da de ing ding di ing da de ing ding di ing da de ing ding di ing day. Well, the devil come up to him one day, said, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Singing pa de ing ding da de ing ding di ing da de ing ding di ing da de ing ding di ing day. Please don't take my eldest son, there's work on the farm and it's gotta be done. Singing pa de ing ding da de ing ding di ing day. Oh, it's not your eldest son I crave, your scolding wife I'm gonna take away. Singing pa-ding-ding-da-ding-ding-di-ding-da-ding-ding-di-ding-da-ding-ding-di-ding-day.
Well, the old man jumped up with a start, saying, "You can take it with all of my heart." Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." Well, the devil picked her up upon his back. He looked like an eagle scared off of the rack. Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." He carried her on about a mile down the road. Said, "Oh, woman, you're a hell of a load." Singing, "Da-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." Well, he carried her down to the gates of hell. Says, "Poke up the fire, we'll scorch her well." Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." There were two little devils with ball and chain. Up with her foot and she kicked out the brain. Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." And nine little devils went climbing up the wall, saying, "Take her back, Daddy, she'll murder us all." Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." I get up next morning, peeped out of the crack. I seen the old devil come a-dragging her back. Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." He said, "Here's your wife, both sound and well. If I'd kept her there longer, she'd have torn up hell." Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." This only goes to show what a woman can do. She can whoop out the devil and a husband too. Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, ding." It shows one advantage women have over men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Singing, "Pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, 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 ding."
Pete Seeger's trademark long-neck banjo setting of The Farmer's Cursed Wife takes his version of the old ballad, common throughout the British Isles and Ireland, and locates it firmly on American soil. And John Doyle took us into the deepest coves of Appalachia with his dreamy arrangement of Pretty Sarah. Music on the move, geographically and through centuries and styles that blend Celtic, Appalachian and old-time sounds, it all flows through many tributaries and into the carrying stream of song. Jean Ritchie of Kentucky wrote in her memoir, Singing Family of the Cumberlands, "The old songs were in our heads and hearts, like breathing, and were handed down through the generations in a living tradition, as if they had been carried along in a migration stream from across the sea." North Carolina's Doc Watson might well have said the same thing. Both musicians' families migrated from Scotland in the 18th century. And we're going to hear them singing together, recorded in the 1960s, with "Where Are You Going, My Pretty Little Miss?" Here's an Irish version of the song before its voyage to the New World from the Bothy Band. 16 come next Sunday.
As I went down yon heathery moor, I met a bonny wee lassie. She winked at me and passed me by, and oh, but she was handsome with me twa tickin' a tickin' and an eye. With my twa tickin' a tickin' eye, though. Where are you going, my bonny wee lass? Where are you going, my bonny? Quite mannerly, she answered me, got a message for me, mammy, with me twa tickin' a tickin' and an eye. With my twa tickin' a tickin' eye, though. Oh, what's your age, my bonny wee lass? Oh, what's your age, my honey? Quite mannerly, she answered me, I'll be 16 come next Sunday, with me twa tickin' a tickin' and an eye. With my twa tickin' a tickin' eye, though. Oh, where do you live, my bonny wee lass? Oh, where do you live, my bonny? Quite mannerly, she answered me, away down in yon green valley, with me twa tickin' a tickin' and an eye. With my twa tickin' a tickin' eye, though. Will you marry me, my bonny wee lass? Will you marry me, my bonny?
He's so bashful.
Oh, I'll get through laughing and start it in a minute. Where are you going, my pretty little miss? Where are you going, my daisy?
Oh, if I don't get me a young man soon, I think I'm going crazy. Hiring to my ding to my doo doo dum, hiring to my ding to my doo dee, hiring to my ding to my doo doo dum, hiring to my ding to my doo dee.
How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey?
Well, if I don't die of a broken heart, I'll be 16 next Sunday. Hiring to my ding to my doo doo dum, hiring to my ding to my doo dee.
Oh, can you court my pretty little miss? Oh, can you court wildflowers?
Well, I can court more in a minute and a half than you can in an hour. Hi, ring to my ding to my diddle little dum. Hi, ring to my ding to my doody. Hi, ring to my ding to my diddle little dum. Hi, ring to my ding to my doody.
Will you marry me, my pretty little miss? Will you marry me good looking?
Well, I'll marry you, but I won't do your washing and your cooking.
Then I won't marry you, my pretty little miss. I won't marry you, my dear old.
Oh, who's asking you to marry me, you big black-headed scarecrow? I ring to my ding to my diddle little dum. I ring to my ding to my doody. I ring to my ding to my diddle little dum. I ring to my ding to my doody.
Timothy Cummings with Wayfaring Stranger and the British Field March, attuned to the Scottish lowland heritage of the Scots Irish, with whom so much music migrated into Appalachia. The tune was played on Border Pipes with Pete Sutherland on clawhammer banjo and Caleb Elder on fiddle, together creating the sound of old-time piping. Stay with me for more of our musical voyage on the Carrying Stream, and go online for a playlist and a chance to listen again soon at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie's still with you, Al Pettaway there, and he's still to come with Amy White. Of the top 10 ballads collected in the Southern Appalachians, 7 were Scottish in origin, and the second most commonly sung was the Gypsy Laddie, or the Earl of Castle's Lady. It settled on American shores as Black Jack Davy, or Gypsy Davy, and the song's narrative remained really strong over the leagues and the miles and through the decades. Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan each recorded versions of it, and we could really play dozens from the old and new worlds. But here's just one example of the song's voyage from here to there, from Jack Beck and then Julie Glaub.
Oh, the gypsies come to our hot door, and oh, but they sang bonnie, oh, they sang saying it, and say complete, they stole the heart of a lady, oh. Lady Castle, she come down the stair, with all her maids afore her, oh. And when they spied her wilfurt face, they cast the glamour out. Oh, it's ye'll cast off your fine silken goon, and ye'll bet on your plaid, oh, and ye'll travel on this lee-lang day fully with the gypsy laddies, oh. And will ye gie up your houses and your land? And will ye gie up your baby, oh? Will ye gie up your ain wedded lord to follow away the gypsy laddies, oh? Oh, it's I'll gie up my houses and my land, and I'll gee up my baby, oh, and it's I'll gee up my inwitted lord to follow away the gypsy laddies, oh. When Lord Castle, he come home at in, he was spearing for his lady, oh. Oh, the ane did cry, and the other didn't reply, she's awa' wi' the gypsy laddies, oh. Gae saddle to me the bonny, bonny black, for the burn was ne'er sae speedy, oh. And I'll when I walk the sleep lying night, to seek for my wanton lady. Last night I slept in a fine feather bed, wi' my ain great lord beside me, oh. But the nicht I'm in lie in a cauld burn shed, in the arms o' my gypsy laddie, oh. Now here at east, and here at west, and here it take a cordio, and there he spied his ain wanton lass in the arms o' the gypsy laddie-o. Now there were seven gypsies all in a row, and oh, but we sang bonnie-o. But the nicht will be high hanged frae a tree for the stealing o' Lord Castle's lady, oh.
Do you forsake your house carpenter? Do you forsake your ladies? Do you forsake your husband here? Do you forsake your baby? Straddle at a lady, 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 straddle at a lady, lady. Straddle at a lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy Davy. Yes, I forsake my house carpenter. Yes, I forsake my ladies. Yes, I forsake my husband here, but not my little baby, my pretty little blue-eyed baby. Straddle at a lady, 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 straddle at a lady, lady. Straddle at a lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy TV. Last night I slept in my own warm bed with my arms around my baby. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold hard ground in the arms of my gypsy TV. Straddle at a lady, 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 straddle at a lady, lady. gypsy divi. Straddle-a-lady, lady, straddle-a-lady, pretty old day, gone with the gypsy divi.
One of the very earliest American fiddle tunes collected in Virginia, James Bryan there with Indian Whoop, and we heard Julie Glaub, and before her, Jack Beck. Some songs travelled across the ocean without changing much. Sheila Kay Adams and Sarah Gray have examples coming up. First, though, a frontier favourite that had many relatives, including the Irish song Do You Love an Apple? And Still I Love Him in Scotland. The Carter family made it famous in the US as Single Girl, Married Girl, and released it on a 78 RPM record in 1928. It's sung here by Atwater Donnelly.
Married girl. rocks the cradle and cries.
Come in, my old true love, and spend this night with me. For I have a bed, it's a very fine bed, and I'll give it up for thee, thee, I'll give it up for thee. It's a won't come in, or I'm not coming in to spend this night with thee. For I've got a wife in the old Scotland. This night she waits for me, me. This night she waits for me. It she pulled out her little penknife. It a beam both keen and sharp, and she stepped it up to her own true love and stopped him through his heart. Heart, she stopped him through his heart. Woe be, Lady Margaret, he cried. Woe be, it's unto thee. For there weren't no wife in the old Scotland that I loved any better than thee, thee, that I loved any better than thee. Lay there, my own true love, 1 hour or two or three, and I will send for a doctor near to save the life of thee, thee, to save the life of thee. It's I can't live, nor I won't live, from the wound you've given me. No doctor's hand, just God's own hand, could save my life for me. Me could save my life for me. It she cried out to a servant girl, this thing I'll promise thee. If you'll help me on this dark night, my gown I'll give to thee, thee, my gown I'll give to thee. It she took a hold of his long yellow hair, and the other took up his feet, and they throwed him into the old dry well, which was so cold and deep, deep, which was so cold and deep. Lay there, my own false love, till the flesh rots off in your frame, and the little old wife in the old Scotland shall mourn for your return. Turn shall mourn for your return.
black is the color of my true love's hair. Her cheeks are like some rosy fair, with the prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the ground whereon she goes. If I no more on earth she'll see, I won't serve you as you have me. I go to troublesome to mourn and weep, but satisfied I could never be. I wrote you a letter and a few short lines. I suffered death 10,000 times. She goes. If I no more on earth she'll see, I won't serve you as you have me. My love is 16 years old. Her hair is like some glittering gold, with the prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her cheeks are like some rosy fair, with the prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands.
Black is the color. Sarah Gray with the song that has Scottish origins and that travelled into the Southern Appalachians and in and out of the African American tradition, which influenced the singing style of Sarah Gray there. She learned that version from Delly Norton, Granny Del, to Sheila Kay Adams, and that was her source also for the classic Scottish ballad Young Hunting. Against the perpetual tide of migration of people and their music, there seems to be an innate cross-current driven by our need to know where we come from, where we belong in the carrying stream. Maybe that's why music like this leads us home in our hearts. Home to the Thistle and Shamrock is here in Scotland, from where I reach out to you each week. Our radio programme is a Thistle Radio production with playlists and listen again options all online at thistleradio.com, or write with a self-addressed stamped envelope if you'd like a playlist to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Al Pettaway and Amy White take us home now with Morrison's Jig. Come back along next week. streaming music on the web at thistleradio.com. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from Cigna, a global health service company dedicated to helping people improve their health, well-being and sense of security at cigna.com. Heather Sturt-Hager and Paul G. Hager supporting Salzburg Global Seminar, which works to challenge current and future leaders to solve issues of global concern. Learn more at salzburgglobal.org. And the Wincott Foundation. This is NPR Music.